Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shawnee. How may I help you?
Yes, Shawnee. I'm calling in regards to a charge on my account, which I've already contacted my bank, and I had to cancel my card because somebody committed fraud with my card.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
46808.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Michael J. Fink, F-I-M-K.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to search for your account.
Okay. The bank said it's some kind of a something for a temporary or some kind of it says for it of electronics.
Okay. I would have to get into your account to better assist you with it.
I didn't even know I had an account. That's the same thing my wife said, because neither one of us made this charge.
Could you spell your first and last name for me?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L. F is in Frank, I-N-K.
Would it be under a different name?
The only other one on the account is my wife, which is Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E.
What's your email?
Michael.think5@frontier.com.
Okay, so I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
1710 Sinclair Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46808.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account, please. And also, it was under Mike.
Under Mike? I don't never put nothing under Mike.
Yes, sir.
And it was on December 6th when this was done. The bank said it said some kind of temporary membership or trial or something like that.
Well, your account is loading. Okay, let's see. On September 23rd, you placed the order for the drill where you only paid for shipping and handling of $5.74.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and your most recent charges was December 5th of $67.32.
I've never received anything, though.
Okay, so let's look further into your account. So there was a link attached to your account where it pulled up a website with the drill. So I clicked on the terms and conditions, and basically it states that it was a chance to win that drill. Also, you had within around 2 days to call in and cancel without receiving that drill, or you'll be billed in full for that entry. So on December 5th, you got billed the $67.32.
See, I never got any kind of an email or nothing from them. Because me and my wife keep a close eye on our bank accounts and our email.
Okay. Did you check your spam?
Yeah, I checked everything. We both went back through our emails and everything.
Okay.
And I never received anything from this place.
So, do you remember placing that order where you only pay for shipping and handling?
Yeah, the $5 or something. I remember that.
Okay.
But as far as the other, I never authorized that.
Okay. So, excuse me. So, upon placing that order for the drill where you pay for shipping and handling, you was automatically placed inside of a trial. Where that trial, what the terms and conditions stated that you had a certain amount of days to call in and cancel before you were billed in full for that entry.
Yeah, see, I never got that.
Okay. But I can go ahead and cancel out this account for you so you won't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Yeah, I would appreciate it. Is there a way I can get refunded my $67.32?
Now, those charges are valid due to the terms and conditions being under there, but I can offer you a 35% refund on that $67.32.
Okay. Yeah, and cancel this account. We don't want this. We didn't realize this was going on because neither one of us could figure out where it came from.
No problem, sir. I'm about to cancel it for you. Just allow me a brief moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for holding.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel out this account completely. Would you like that cancellation number?
Hold on a second. Let me get something to write on.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie,
068-678-678. Okay.
Okay. Also, I did go ahead and refund you back 35%. Please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account. Is there anything else
okay.
I can help you with on today?
No, that should do it. 35% is how much? I don't know.
35% is around 22. I'm sorry, 23.56.
23.56. Okay. Well, I appreciate it very much. At least I get something back.
You're welcome. Well, if there's not anything else I can help you with on today, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too, and have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.